I gave a loud neigh for help, and made a noise with my feet, until Mr. Blantyre came running out of the doctor's house. He saw Lizzie and Lady Anne, now far away down the road, and quickly jumped into the saddle, and we raced after them. For about 2 kilometres, the road was straight. Then it turned to the right, before becoming 2 roads. Long before we came to the bend, Lady Anne was out of sight. Which way had she gone? A woman was in her garden, looking up the road.
"Which way?"
shouted Blantyre.
"To the right,"
cried the woman. Away we went, up the right-hand road. We saw her for a moment. Then she was gone again round another bend. Several times we saw her, but lost her again. Then we came to some rough land, very uneven and full of holes in the ground, the worst possible place for galloping. On this open ground, we could now see Lady Anne clearly, her long hair flying out behind her in the wind, and slowly we began to catch up. There was a wide ditch ahead, and I was sure it would stop them, but without a pause, Lizzie jumped it and fell.